is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. I just had to put one more drop of bliss on. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily. 1 hour per broadcast, 10 o'clock a.m. Central on GCN and 3 o'clock in the afternoon from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Podcasts are free. And we're now posting up-to-the-minute articles that we think you might want to consider reading. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today's class is about electricity and energy. Where does it come from? How is it generated? How is it stored? Distributed energy. The wasting of energy. The future of energy production and consumption with Dale Crow. He'll be up with us in a minute. Meet up tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri. Fall survival gardening with Len Pence of GardeningRevolution.com. What you need to do in your garden right now. It's a free meetup. If you decide to have dinner, it's available starting at 5:50. Here's how it works. We leave the broadcast studio right after the afternoon broadcast today, and we meet at Ziggy's, and some of us order dinner, and some of the class helps me set up the PA systems, and we have fellowship till about 6:30. Dinner served at booths or tables. There's 4 to 10 people each in a table or booth, and then we begin the seminar. And we eat during the seminar. We show movies. We have hands-on seminars, PowerPoint presentations, roundtable discussions with your instructors in the lead. Some students of the class, your class, choose to move on up to instructor positions as they demonstrate their proficiencies. You know them. You know them as John Reagan, Ed Marvini, John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite, and there's so many more. And also tonight we're going to be passing out posters and signs for our USAprepares.com volunteers to strategically place them in the Springfield, Missouri, and surrounding areas. Yard signs announcing the Get Prepared Expo. They're 18 by 24 inches, and we have posters available. That's tonight, and we'll have them at Ziggy's if you'd like to distribute them in your area. Information, page one on the website, USAprepares.com. Class, Fox News reported property crimes were up 11% last year. Household burglaries are up 14%, thefts up 10%, violent crimes jumped 18% last year. It's becoming more and more dangerous every day. And because times are good? No. It's because times are not good. Class, pay attention to what's happening around you. Have a plan for everything, including getting out of Dodge and generating your own electricity. I have alternative energy on the farm. And with me is our newest USAprepares.com instructor, Dale Crow. And he was a college professor, Mississippi State University. He's a controls and electrical field engineer. And Dale Crow is the managing partner of White Raven Research in Flagstaff, Arizona. And he'll be at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th. And he's going to be presenting seminars on power generation, alternative methods that you can use to generate your own electricity. Welcome, Dale Crow.
Good morning, Vincent. How's everybody doing?
Hey, it's great to have you in the broadcast.
Smarter than I feel.
Hey, Dale, we all use electricity in one form or another, and you know our lives depend on it. And it's my understanding that we know how to generate it, we know how to store it in batteries and capacitors, and harness its ability to do work. But we really don't know what it is, do we?
Very few people understand electricity. That's, you know, ghosts and electricity are two things that are just amazing to anybody. Messing with things you can't see.
Well, yeah, right. You can't see it. And I remember in high school, I asked my my science instructor, do the electrons travel through the wire or on the surface of the wire? And he didn't know how to answer that question. And you know, is it like pool? You know, where you have the pool, the billiard balls, and they bang into each other, and one can push the next, and so forth. Is that how it works, or do they just float on the skin of the wire? And if they do float on the skin of the wire, what about the skin effect? And is it more efficient to have a multi-strand wire or a single-strand wire of the same gauge? So I didn't get those questions answered. Maybe we can get some of that answered today. So let's just discuss electricity. How about first, where does it come from?
Okay, electricity is not an energy source. It's a product of an energy source. Somewhere, someone built a dam, and then water falls down through a turbine, turns a turbine that turns a generator, or they're burning coal that produces steam. The steam turns a turbine that turns a generator. In photovoltaics, it's a little harder to explain, but photons bounce around. That's why your eyeball works. You pick up, you know, photons bouncing off of other things, and that's why you see them. The photons strike a metal plate behind the glass in the photovoltaics, knocks an electron from one piece of metal to another piece of metal. And all electricity is actually is a positive and negative charge. If you've got a magnet nearby, you have the ability to produce an electromagnetic electricity. And that's basically what all electricity is, whether it travels, you know, whether we're talking AC electricity or DC electricity. It's just the the movement of electrons. Mm-hmm. And because of that, and the laws of thermodynamics and the rules of physics, anytime you do work, you can have two equal amounts of work, but when you move one from one to another, you're going to consume part of that work. The inefficiencies of our grid and things like that are basically due to the production of heat when electricity is transferred. That's part of that work goes to that. And that's just natural. There's not a lot we can do about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that for just a second. So that's the wasting of power, if you will. And I'm sure just about everybody in this broadcast classroom has used an extension cord and said, geez, you know, this thing's getting a little bit warm. And that would be from what?
That's from the resistance in the wire to the force the amps use to push electricity, or the volts through that wire to move those electrons. If you're moving a lot of electrons in a small wire, you're going to create much more friction between the molecules. Okay, if you rub your two hands together, they'll get warm. If you rub them very fast and press very hard, they'll get hot. And that's exactly what's happened on a molecular level inside that extension cord. And that's why, you know, wires are rated for certain voltages and certain amps, so the resistance is not high enough to create the heat. But then again, that's exactly the way a strip heater, electrical heater, works. It has a different metal where the things that turn red are a higher resistance metal that causes more friction between the electrical, the movement of the molecules, and that's what heats those higher resistance metals up, and that heats what you use to warm your home.
Yeah, so what we're talking about, class, is if you have a toaster or an iron, electric iron, or an electric stove, what you're seeing is the glowing red metal, which could be nichrome wire, could be some others, and it does not want to allow electricity to flow through it very, very efficiently, so the heat is generated, and we use that heat as that device for our purposes, like heating something on the stove, or drying our hair, or ironing our clothes. So, Dale, when it comes to electric power generation, one of the problems that we have is the loss of, if we start out with 100 units of electricity, by the time we get through the wire, wherever that wire ends up, whether it be through our overhead lines to our homes or our businesses, by the time we get to it, not all of it is delivered, right? Some of it goes
up
in heat.
That's right. Well, that goes back to the basic law of physics. And in my shop, I'm the sheriff of the law of physics. So anytime you perform work, you know, the act of performing that work robs some of the energy. But our, you know, our transmission lines have become much more efficient in the last 25 years. The only problem is our infrastructure hasn't been updated, for the most part. The transformers are extremely efficient that are built now. They can boost the voltage up very high, and the amperage is then very low, and it can transmit through the wires at a much more efficient rate with less resistance. But anytime you do work on one end, it's going to cost you on the other end. You know, whether it's friction or transference of electricity or the use of steam, the very act of pumping the steam through the pipelines to the radiators takes some of the heat away. Mm-hmm. It's just a basic law of physics. The work on the other end won't be as big as the work on the front end, which aggravates my partner no end, because that keeps him. That's exactly what keeps him from building a perpetual motion device, and that's what he wants more than anything in the world.
Well, we all wanted that. I remember that from elementary school, you know, perpetual motion. Boy, you know, doing work without any losses. What a great way to go. I was thinking about back in the 1960s, we had a house and had a basement and had hot water heat. And what I did, it was nice and toasty in the basement, you know, during the wintertime. And what I did was I insulated those pipes. And you know what? We had a much colder basement when I did that. So that loss of heat through the pipes, heating the basement, caused us to use more energy to heat our house.
That's right.
We wasted it in the basement. So that wasted heat is like what happens through power generation, right?
Exactly. And just for your class's information, for every dollar's worth of electricity that you can conserve, is worth $4 worth of electricity you'll have to spend on photovoltaics or wind or hydroelectric if you're going to produce it yourself.
So insulation,
like you're talking about in the basement there, maybe it did make the basement, you know, a little cooler, but it certainly warmed up the rest of the house and your heater didn't have to kick on as much.
That's exactly right. And I'm so glad you said that, because some people may think that the answer to our problems, as things get more precarious in power generation and distribution, the answer is alternative methods without saving. But we need to save electricity, and we'll talk about that when we come back on the other side of this commercial announcement. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli. Dale Crow's with us. We're talking about generating power, electricity, for your own use. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I only have some of the controls. Dale Crow's with us. And Dale's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's November 3rd and 4th, and he's going to be presenting seminars on solar power, wind power, and other methods of generating electricity for you and your business and your community. And we just learned that electricity is not an energy source. It is not an energy source. It's produced from an energy source. And there are two commonly used forms of electricity. One is AC, alternating current. The other is direct current, DC. And electricity is the movement of electrons. And you're currently wasting electricity if your extension cords get warm. That's what we've learned so far. Dale, you are an advocate of something called distributed energy. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, it's distributed energy is just if you and I put solar panels on our house or a windmill on our farm, we contribute to the grid. These things are tied into the grid, and we produce as much energy as we need in the best case. And anything extra is put back into the grid. A lot of people don't understand that electricity is an on-demand service. If you know, I don't know if you experience brownouts or anything like that, like they do in Europe and Southeast Asia. In some parts of our country, we do because of the, you know, too many people on a single transmission line. But if you generate this yourself, they're required now, your local power company, to do some form of net metering. They either put a meter in to show how much you generate, and the other meter shows how much you use, and you get a credit for the difference if you produce more. Now, there was a federal law passed a few years ago that says every generating facility has to come up with 7.5% of their generated capacity has to be some alternative means. So the local electrical companies and some of the larger ones are happy that they get to tie that in because that credits them with the carbon credits and credits them with the manufacturer of green electricity. And that's basically what distributed energy is. Instead of some large power company financed by, you know, some large bank putting in a $150 million wind system, you know, if you think about that, that doesn't make us any more energy self-sufficient. What we're doing is we're paying the bill to somebody else now instead of to the hydroelectric providers or the coal providers. I mean, I'm for every form of efficiently generated electricity. I'm not against anything, but there are so many ways we could do it much more efficiently and do it for ourselves. I mean, if you just generate 10% of your own electricity with a few solar panels on your carport, that's 10% less out of your pocket, and it's 10% less coal that has to be burned. Clean coal's nonsense. You still have to burn it.
Right.
A lot of people don't like hydroelectric dams blocking the rivers, you know. But that's where we get our energy, and we can't do. We said earlier that we need electricity to survive, and that's not necessarily true. But we're not going to have our families suffer the inconvenience of, you know, having to start a fire at 6 o'clock in the morning to, you know, bake a piece of toast or cook an egg. It's all a matter of convenience. And like I said before, the best way to cut your electric bill or lessen that burden on our environment is to insulate your home.
Mm-hmm.
Or use the proper size wire and extension cords. Or, you know, that's a strip heater, one of these little space heaters, or an electric blanket. 1,500 watts. That's 1,500-watt electric light bulbs on in your house as your electric blanket's heating up. Wouldn't it be better to spend the $200 you spend on a really good controllable electric blanket and do a little better insulation in your house?
Well, I can tell you, I am looking right this second across the microphone, and I know how much electricity our farm is using, our entire farm. Right now, we're using 2.221 kilowatts. So that's... Well, right now it's 2.197, so about 21 cents worth.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, and I monitor the power that we're using all the time, and we don't waste electricity. And just by monitoring how much power we've used, I can tell where it's coming from and what devices I need to keep an eye on. And we've driven our electric bill down to about $84 a month. I'm Vin Finelli. Dale Crow's with me. We're talking about saving power, generating electricity. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds, negotiating for your life, surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse, disease prevention, raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food. Ask yourself, are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com. Will you survive? GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dale Crow's with us this morning. And we're talking about electricity, and we're talking about distributed electricity and how you can generate power through solar and wind turbines right at your own location and reduce your electricity consumption. Dale, right this very second, I'm using 853 watts, less than 1 kilowatt. So I'm using, at 10 cents a kilowatt, I'm using 8.5 cents worth of electricity per hour right here to run the farm. So, I mean, I think that's delightful. And, you know, we've got lots of computers running to do what I do here. But I wanted to mention this. You know, let's say we use 100 units of electricity, whatever that might be.
Sure.
And we have, all of a sudden, we have grid down. Now we have no units of electricity. If we could get back to 10%, wouldn't that be delightful?
It would, especially with, we're built on a entirely self-sufficient farm in North Dakota. And mm-hmm. if you've ever been to North Dakota in December or January, you'll understand mm-hmm. that if you lose your ability to heat, you're probably going to croak.
I almost moved there.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to go there.
Hello?
Yes, I wanted to move there. The problem was that it's really cold there.
Yeah, it's Tim Putes is my partner, and he owns Reliable Steel. They've built probably every roller coaster in the state of Nevada. He built the only full-size pyramid in the last 4,000 years. And if you want to giggle, Google the Lou Ruvo Brain Institute in Las Vegas. That'll show you that he's extremely creative. And a lot of the testing on things that we've invented and things that we test for other parties, we've done in the deserts of southern Nevada and North Dakota, and you know, high altitudes, extremely harsh conditions. You know, everything we've done, we don't get government grants. We have to prove they actually work before we can market anything. So the North Dakota thing, if you've seen the picture of our horizontal axis wind turbine and vertical axis wind turbines, the testing the bearings in North Dakota was a scary prospect. But, you know, that's what you have to do. And I fell in love with it up there. I mean, if you want to do self-sustained agriculture, anybody can do it in southern Mississippi. They get plenty of rain, plenty of sunshine. It's great. And I love southern Mississippi. But if you want to test your ideas, go to the harsh conditions. Try to do it in the desert where the ambient temperature is 135 degrees, or try to do it in North Dakota where it gets 40 below. And then they don't tell you that the wind's going to constantly blow 35 to 50 miles an hour most of the winter. So, you know, that was a great place to test. And I wasn't aware that you had the farm there so efficient. I mean, that's what we're working towards.
Well, I can tell you, I'm allergic to wasting anything, literally.
There you go.
I really am allergic to wasting anything. So I have power switches that cut off any devices that have, you know, these phantom loads, if you will, that consume electricity when you're not watching them. They're all off. We're not wasting any electricity in any way, shape, or form. And I won't be able to do it until after the expo, November 3rd and 4th. But I have plans to deploy wind power here at the farm. And what I'd really like to be able to do is have, you know, the first or one of the first wind, solar, alternative energy powered broadcast classes. I mean, I would really like to be able to run everything that I do here from the radio perspective and from the, you know, the network perspective here on the farm from solar and wind power, so that I am not dependent at all on the grid. That's
well, that's
the plan.
Very commendable. Actually, that's the best way to do it. But until somebody takes that first step, you know, everything in any business is always bottom line money. And, you know, people are often asking, you know, would they put a solar system or a wind system in? What's my return on investment? Mm-hmm. And generally, it's about 20 to 25 years, which seems like an awfully long time. But you have to consider that the last time I read anything on the solar panels that have been installed since 1950, 87% of them still work, even the ones on Mars. So, you know, what's the return on investment on your refrigerator or your automobile? I mean, this is at some point in our future, this is going to be required, and the people that already have them will have gotten them at a bargain basement price. And if it's okay, Vince, I'd like to mention a government website. I'll give everybody a minute to grab a pen.
Sure.
But this
you come back
website,
and mention that. Yeah.
Huh?
Yes. Give them a minute to grab something to write with, and then we'll mention it in about a minute or so.
Yeah.
While we're waiting for that, why don't we talk about how hard it is to store electricity? I mean, you can buy batteries, and right here in the studio with me, I have two batteries that I bought that are marine batteries. They're brand new, and they're as big as you can get, a size 27, you know, automotive battery. And I'm powering my uninterruptible power system with them because the batteries that come with UPSs are too small. So I have enough UPS to run everything I'm doing here, you know, 8 computers in the studio on my UPS. But I'd like to feed that with more solar power and run it exclusively from solar and wind. But why is it so hard to store electricity? You know, those batteries are $75 a piece or more, and they only last 4 years if we're lucky.
Yeah, that's, you know, the expensive battery packs that I use for backup on commercial units and self-generated power units are in the neighborhood of $400 a piece. And you have to have a bank of them. You know, your home and or your office there is run on amp hours. Mm-hmm. And it takes an awful lot of storage capacity, you know, to store 1 amp hour of electricity. It's not just volts and watts at this point when you're talking about storing it. And the reason that it's expensive and fairly hard to do is that even in the newer rare earth based battery systems, that there's a lot of mining. I mean, your carbon footprint on those things are huge to begin with. And lead acid batteries, well, you know, that's kind of scary to have that in your house, you know, a few hundred pounds of lead and an electrolyte that could spill out on the floor. But that's really basically the only efficient way right now to store is through batteries. There are several things in the works, and there, you know, we feel that America's lost its ingenuity and its ability to think things through, and that's not quite true. It's there are a lot of people out there that are, you know, doing what you do. They're storing their energy as efficiently as possible, and they're coming up with new ways to conserve. And, you know, there are mechanical means. I mean, you can use, what electricity you're not normally using for something else. You could, power mechanical means.
And I'd like to talk to you about that. You want to give that website, and then let's get into that detailed discussion about what do you do with the excess electricity? Because if you don't use it, it's gone, right?
Yeah, but the problem with that is it's not excess to you and I, because we pay for every kilowatt hour that we purchase. Mm-hmm. It gets back to the on-demand system. Let me give the DSIRE.org website. That's the government-sponsored website, DSIRE.org. But you go to that website, and it will give you every federal, state, and most local incentives. Everything from, you know, any money's available to weatherize your home all the way up to what incentives and what the power company will give you for putting in self-generated power. It's an extremely good place to start. And I don't say that a lot about a lot of government-run organizations, but this is really good. It's a great place to start if you are worried or thinking about putting in wind or solar or even micro-hydroelectric power. There's some help out there for you.
Well, I just went to the website. It's orange. It's kind of a dark gray background with orange, and that'll tell you if you've gotten there. Okay, so let's take a minute and talk about, now we've got, let's say we do have too much wind power. We set up our own wind turbine,
yeah.
And we've got more power than we can use and more power than we can store in our batteries. What can we do with that?
Okay, right now, you can do net metering. It's the most efficient way to get your money's worth out of your wind or solar or any self-generated means. And that's where your system pumps electricity directly back into the grid, mm-hmm. instead of just your house or your barn or whatever. The electric company will credit you for every kilowatt hour you produce and give you that credit on your bill. So if you produce more than you consumed, they either give you a credit or give you a check back. I think the state of Minnesota sends Buddy a pretty nice check every month. And those are great, but not everybody's that progressive. You'll have to check on that website to find out exactly what's available to you.
What I was thinking about doing, Dale Pro, is if I've got excess capacity, having a water storage tank and
exactly.
putting it up higher than my, you know, my highest faucet, for example,
yeah.
in my home or the farm or for the cows and use that electricity that's available right now that'll be wasted if I don't do something else with it or, you know, sell it back to the electric company or just pump water with it and then store the water
because I can store the water. Probably, you know, I have to invite you to our farm. It'll be ready for visitors next summer. As you know, we got to, you know, build things and mm-hmm. put it all together. But there's a pumping system that runs off direct current, which you can hook straight to photovoltaics that'll pump water 62 gallons a minute, you know, 200 feet up.
Wow.
And the amount of fall is exactly, you know, where, you know, the power's created to do the generation. Now you, for your solar panels, we're working in our laboratory right now to make it's almost like a cart key. It's an electrical switch. Whenever there's no power being drawn from our dairy barn or our home, that DC electricity is transferred to this pump, and we always use maximum output on our own system. We pump the water uphill all day when the sun's out, and then in the evening we can let it back down that 200 feet and go through a micro hydro turbine system and generate electricity at night. There'll still be some ways, you know, just like I said, you're not going to get 100% of any work that you do because it takes some of the work to do the work. Mm-hmm. But it's a much more, you know, a 5,000-gallon plastic tank is, you know, a few hundred dollars as opposed to a few thousand dollars for a battery bank. And we're currently experimenting. You know, Timmy's got that. We've got a modified Pelton wheel, the old paddle wheel that used to power the grist mills and the sawmills, you know, from the little dams that they put on the rivers in the east.
Hey, Dale, hold that thought. Dale Crow, Vincinelli, USAPreparedUS.com. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,735.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,778.17, $889.08 for a half ounce, and $444.54 for a quarter ounce. $1,735.30, $889.08, and $444.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dale Crow and I are talking about electricity power generation. And what we said was, you can use electricity, excess electricity, to power a pump to store water. And then you can use that stored water to turn a micro hydro turbine at night to generate nighttime electricity. And what we're talking about is if you have solar power and it's nighttime, you're not going to have solar power generation from the sun because the sun's not on your solar panels. So you can pump water when you do have the power during the day, store that water, and use that water to generate electricity through a micro hydro turbine. And you're going to get a chance to meet Dale Crow at the November 2nd meetup at Ziggy's, 5:30. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter in Springfield, Missouri. And that's where a lot of our instructors are going to be staying. They're going to be staying at Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. Ziggy's is the restaurant. The Lamplighter is the motel. And that's our hangout so in Springfield, Missouri. So he's going to be there, and you're going to get a chance to meet a lot of your instructors that night. And that's the night just before the Get Prepared Expo. The expo is Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Link on the website. Information's on the website. Dale, what are we going to learn at your seminars at the expo?
Basically, just a lot of the things that we've covered here. We're going to talk a lot about power generation sources, the effectiveness of coal power, hydroelectric, nuclear. I know nuclear leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth, but and we've got a lot of Navy guys that have been sailing around for 40 years on ships, sleeping 6 feet away from a reactor that haven't had three-headed children yet. And I want to discuss some of those things. And you may have noticed I have a slightly twisted sense of humor being locked up in a lab for all these years. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun because there's eye-opening things.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And I'm interested in seeing your wind turbine, your vertical axis wind turbine.
Yeah, and you mentioned a while ago, you know, it only makes sense to employ solar and wind. And I believe as of right now, our vertical axis wind turbine, you know, we mount solar panels on top of the frame and make use of that to get it 25 feet up off the ground and out away from tree shade and things, you know, building shade and things like that.
You're the only one that I know of that does that.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of research into other stuff, but in our testing lab, what we've done is try to come up with things that make sense, but nobody else is doing them, you know, for whatever reason. And this was a brainchild of ours for several years, and we've been testing now for 2 years, and everything's going great. We're going to make it available to the public now. I was going to wait until the first of the year. I have other commitments kind of, but we've got a young man on staff, Craig Perry, who's managing all this stuff. They're going to have a website. It's wildcat@fmtcs.com. And they're gearing up to get these things out in the public to show them. We're going to bring one down to your expo. and show people exactly how it works and what it works. You know, and I really need to mention, you know, one of my offices, if you've ever seen our website, is in Irvine, California, Orange County, the Grass Valley of Green Industry. One of the local city councilmen saw one of our test units, John Franzen, and had us come over here to Decorah, Iowa. And, buddy, I may move. These people are much more progressive and much more understanding of alternatives than anybody in Southern California or Nevada, which really surprised the heck out of me.
Well, let's mention your website right now, Dale. How do we get to it?
Well, I'm not sure. They're supposed to have it up by the end of next week. What it'll be is a kind of a picture and training walkthrough that'll, you know, it'll mention the DSIRE site.
Mm-hmm.
It'll show you how to go about getting local and state incentives, who to call and who to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll show pictures of some of the alternative energy methods that we use at the farm and in the desert.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dale, as soon as you get me that information, I'm going to post it on our website. There's a contact number for you. On page one, it says Dale Crow. There's a phone number that you can reach to reach his organization, and you can learn about wind, solar, and other forms of energy. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm really looking forward to seeing this wind turbine and seeing how I can deploy it at the farm. I'm going to see it for the first time in person at the Get Prepared Expo. That's November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri. If you'd like to see it, tickets are $8, $15 for the weekend. Those are discounted passes. You can buy them on the internet right now. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.